In the training business, it's a fringe benefit when a great client becomes a great friend. He's Jeff Sleet, and we're going to talk about selling today. And you're going to learn how to get a free sample of Sleet Scripts, his new venture. Jeff, you provide market managers and sales managers with a daily email that points out how they can direct their teams to the right businesses with the right information. And it's a really cool product. But let's tease our viewers a little bit today with something you've learned today or in the last couple of weeks that they could go out and make money with right now.
Yeah, if I could tell a couple. Sure. One was, there was actually one that just came out end of last week. I saw that it was a auto forecast from J.D. Power, and it was for May. And it wasn't the fact that they had the auto forecast, because we'll get the real numbers, you know, today, tomorrow, as they may be. But it did include some stuff that you're not going to find on car dealers. One was the NADA no longer provides dealer financial information. So you can't know, you know, how much it's costing them to operate their business and where they're putting their money and what have you. But this showed that, for example, on dealer profit per new vehicle, which includes grosses and finance and insurance income, what have you, that it's expected to reach $3,732 per unit. Now that's 26% less than it was a year ago, but it's double what it was in May of 2019. And that's a good conversation point with the dealer, know how much a unit is valuable to them that they can get off their lot. It also showed something that, for example, I could use with a dealer as a talking point to show that I really get their business, because dealers really only like to deal with people who get what the heck they're about. Example, I said to my clients that I would try this. I'd say, look, I was reading that projections are in May, 46% of vehicles were sold within 10 days of their arrival on dealer lots. And also that the average time that a new vehicle spends in a dealer's possession before being sold is now around 30 days. Is that close to what you're experiencing? That kind of conversation really opens doors. Yes. There was another one that was good that can still be used right now until we get up to Father's Day. And it was a heading from Change Store Age that said, survey, Father's Day beats Mother's Day when it comes to gift giving. Excuse me? What? You know, it showed that still mothers outlaps Father's Day in terms of those who choose to celebrate the event with their parent. But when it comes to fathers versus Mother's Day, when you look at those people who do celebrate, there's a greater percentage who spend money on gifts for men than there is for women. And what a great talking point to have with those categories that make money off of Father's Day to like tweak their advertising. Because the study also showed that 42% of Father's Day celebrators buy their items on sale. 24% use coupons. 22% will prepare budget-friendly foods, and 32% say they will not take any cost-saving measure. Stuff to consider as you're running your advertising up to the point, because people buy late. So that could be a good discussion point as well.
So if we were young advertising salespeople, we would go to the sporting goods store and talk about giving dad a driver or right. Some, you know, some gift that you'd be interested in. Who else would you take this to?
I think all the for that, there's a wide variety. There could be anything from a supermarket, grocery store. There could be a barbecue dealer. Could be, you know, lawn and garden. there's a myriad of opportunities out there.
Just need to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the beginning, your origin story, or take us through your career highlights.
Highlights, lowlights, whatever they may be, Chris. I started out in college, and I got a few jobs as an on-air personality in some smaller markets, did some part-time work. Majored in speech, because they didn't have broadcast majors back then. You had to do a broadcast specialization. I did a double minor in journalism and poli-sci, because I thought I would go into news. But I had an advisor who said to me, skip that crap, it's too competitive. You want to be in management, and a good way to get there is to start out in sales. And I was fortunate to get hired in Detroit back when they weren't hiring kids out of college to get a job in a radio station. did that, went into national sales as well, merged from there into being a local sales manager and a general sales manager, went to be a general manager of a national rep office in Detroit, then became a GM myself in both Detroit and Houston, and then also did a stint in West Palm Beach for a mentor of mine who bought a station at 17 times losses and he wanted a profit the first year. Seemed like a good challenge. We did it. And stepped from there into the corporate world, where I became a VP of sales and marketing for a 50 plus station radio group that was eventually sold. The company was really a TV company. I slid over to television. They had 185 TV stations and 90 some odd markets. And I became their corporate director of sales and stayed with that company a good 26 years.
Yeah, I remember visiting Valley, Maryland. I don't know if my mic's, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. So I remember visiting you in Hunt Valley, Maryland, yeah. And you were cranking out these emails to managers so that they could share this information with their people and direct their activity and coach them on how to call on these people. And now you're doing a daily email called Sleet Scripts. And is it Sleet Sales Scripts?
Or Sleet Sales Scripts is it. Yeah. Sales.
Yeah. And you had 800 or 900 salespeople back in the day.
Yeah.
But now you'll do this for anybody, US, Canada, the English speaking world. So I want to show people this website and take us through some of the things that you're doing. Let me see if I can do this pretty quickly.
Sure.
Here it is. There. So just you do a different email every day.
Yeah. The premise of the whole thing is actionable intelligence, that you have something to talk about with a client as opposed to just walking in and saying, let me learn about your business. You know, too often our clients have gone through that. Their eyes roll back in their heads. They think, how did I let this idiot in my office? My presence is, you know, whether you're calling on a C-suite executive or whether you're calling on an auto service shop and the owner of the place has to wipe the transmission drippings off his hands to shake yours, they want to talk to somebody that gets their business. And you don't have to know a ton, you just got to know enough. So I've kind of developed a daily menu, if you will, of services I'm providing clients. On Monday, I do a thing called Express Checkout. Now, what that is, I am a vociferous reader, so I latch on to all the major headlines and stories I've seen of different industries and the economy as a whole for the previous week, capsulize those down, and then present them to my clients with both the heading, the link to the article, and a brief explanation as to what it's about, so they don't have to read the whole thing to understand what it's about. And then they can then assign them to a client for as a seating article or make it part of a sales meeting conversation or whatever the case may be. On Tuesdays, there we go, I do a thing called grab and go, which is taking that work I did on Monday and kind of show, like, here's what I would do with it. I pick 4, 5, or 6 of the articles that I shared on Monday, and I say, this is what I would do with it with clients. And I might provide either talking points that someone can use with the client. I might turn it into a presentation that can be shared, and doesn't matter whether the client really goes with that idea or not, but you're walking in with something they hadn't expected to see from anybody. And that will open the door to a bigger conversation. Or I come up with an email that can be used using either the article itself or the information within the article as a seating letter, in essence, to get the appointment. The premise is to, you know, let's keep the sale moving, you know? Yeah, that's what that's about. On Wednesdays, in that same vein, thanks, Chris, I do a thing called door openers. And that's where I dig through the internet and I find, you know, those special events that, you know, these OEM events and manufacturers provide their dealers, and look for some that have some legs to it. So I do a wide variety of those, saying, you know, here's something you can walk into a deer and say, look, are you participating in the Father Moe's Best, you know, sales event provided by John Deere? I'm making that up, but you get the gist. And then I also look for things like that are happening. Hey, there you go. I did an event built about Father's Most Best years ago. Provide those, and also provide information on like categories that might have something that's hot in that particular time, and there might be a calendar event you can sell into. So I give them a good, you know, 10, 12 possible leads of that nature, that they have something specific that's going on right now in that client's industry or their business, and say, look, is this something you're pursuing right now that I can help you promote? If they say no, go ahead.
Let me stop you there, because this sounds like you're doing this for hours a day. Is it? How much time are you researching?
Well, fortunately, I've been doing this long enough, because I'm older like you, Chris. I'm older than dirt, you know. Sorry. we've been around for a while, a little long in the tooth. I only work a couple hours a day. This was something I wanted to do part time, and I found myself available to do it. I'll give you an example. I had a heart attack last week. Thank God I survived it, but I still managed to get all the work done, you know. And it didn't kill me. I'm still here.
But you're researching for 2 hours, and no rep has time to do that.
No.
No sales manager has time to do that.
They don't. Right.
And you do it every day. I do my knowledge bite on instant sales training, and it can take me 4 hours to come up with 5 minutes, because I read and watch 10 YouTube videos and read 7 sales blogs. And finally, I find something I'd like to share with people.
There you go.
Tell a story about it. So it's just a great resource that you're giving, because you're taking that time to read things that most radio reps would never see.
And, well, the stuff you do, Chris, you know, the beauty of it is, and I've told you before, is that it pays dividends all the live long day. And my hope is that, you know, I can have some of that success as well.
Well, I mean, if I were a sales manager, I'd be a subscriber to yours, especially at $150 a month. So let's.
On to the thing. On Thursdays, I break the mold a little bit. Thursdays is batting practice. Batting practice for sellers, and also a batting practice for managers. And by that, I scour. I got a lot of services provide me a thing, so I can see a lot of the stuff that's out there that gurus are writing, like yourself, on topics that relate to salespeople improving their craft and managers improving theirs. I come up with like a half dozen that I'll share on each one of those for sellers and managers on Thursdays. Sometimes I'll write some of my own. I have been fortunate to have a good relationship with you. I've stolen some of your stuff, as you know. So it's, I think you got to get back in the batting cage and hone on the basics, or you're never going to be successful, in my opinion.
Yes. You need the reps.
Yeah. On Friday, because auto is though it's had its challenges, it's still the biggest player when it comes to ad sales. So I do a thing called Under the Hood. And with that, I pull all the major lead stories I've come across, because I'm always looking at stuff every day for auto. And I'll do the same thing like I do on Mondays. I'll say, here's the headline, here's the link, and here's the brief recap of what that article said in auto. Because if you don't know the business, you're not going to sell their business, that's for sure. And lastly, I do a thing monthly, which is called Selling Ahead. That's a look 90 days out at what's going on in a particular month. For example, yesterday it was the end of the month, and I did the 90 Selling Ahead for August. And I listed the categories of business where August is an opportunity for them to support a peak on a client basis, as opposed to trying to lift the valley. So you got a better chance of getting ad spend from them. And then also look at the monthly and the weekly and the daily promotional calendar events that are out there that you could use as an ad theme or a discussion point with the dealer to say, hey, would you like to use this as a possible ad theme for the commercial in August? And then I take a category that is hot in the month of August, and I'll do a deep dive on it. I did pest control for this this last one I did yesterday. And that's it in a nutshell. It's a daily theme. The premise of it is actionable intelligence, and the hope to take the name of the company to script people with something to walk in with to a client that's different than the competition is doing. You and I know well back to the days of the of that supposed RAB consultant cell, where we're asking, you know, what are your do you take valet parking? Some of the bizarre stuff they had.
What brands do you carry?
Yeah, or what are my hours, right? Yeah, what's my what's your square footage? Okay, learn how to count tiles, right? So the premise now is to have something specific that at least is it relates to that client that you open the discussion with.
Well, you have a story about how you got scripted and how important that was to you. And
absolutely.
I read it on the website, but why don't you tell it to people? Because
it's my favorite example and probably the best one I have. I was in Buffalo, New York, and I was visiting a six station group we had there at the time on the radio side. And they let me know that they had a cattle call coming up at the end of the day with the Bon-Ton department store chain. And would I like to go along? I said, sure, I'd like to go along. But I didn't know squat about Bon-Ton. So I called a mentor of mine, Kevin Sweeney. Kevin Sweeney was a sales manager with CBS Radio back in, reported to Bill Paley. He ran the first V-Stick television station in Los Angeles. He was a sales, if you would, consultant, not unlike yourself. He gave behemoths like RKO, let them be a behemoth with the kind of knowledge he brought to their sales teams. He ran the RAB in the early 1960s, right, when it was up against newspapers and television in a huge way. He invented the instant backgrounds and did them like we don't see them there now. He invented bridal fair. He had two side companies, MRS Development and one called Young Adult Marketing, that were really just him. And the one, MRS Development, he went out and did the field research for the Dayton Hudson Corporation that we now know today as Target. So he could sit down with the CEO of any industry and talk their language. This is way before computers. He came off a plane with magazines, ripped to shreds, that kind of stuff. And so I called Kevin and I said, look, I got this call with Bon-Ton. Can you please script me? And he gave me three names. He said, this is all you're going to need. So, okay. So I go into the meeting. In the meeting were some fairly decent players. There was a general merchandise manager, which in the tier of decision-making power in a department store is right under the president. Underneath that, there was a divisional merchandise manager there. And then there was a VP of sales manager and the agency people. So we get in the meeting, I introduce we all do the introductions, and I say, look, I'm sorry, I'm from out of town. I don't really know a lot about Bon-Ton, but what I've read, I seem to think you kind of operate similar in operation the way Mercantile does their business. Is that about right? And they say, yes, that's true. We're similar in size and scope and market penetration and how we form in our stores, what have you. And I say, and this battle you're having here in Buffalo with the May Company and their Kaufman store, isn't that kind of like the Prophet's Gottschalk's War going on out west? Well, bibbity boppity boo, bingo. Their eyes just opened up, their mouths opened up, and they proceeded to bleed out more information than we could take in, that our competition didn't get. Stuff where they told us what the problems were. They had bought a failing department store chain called, I think it was Adams, Meldrum, and Anderson, AM&A was the name of the store. It was a store only little old ladies with blue hair would shop. And when they bought it, they didn't change the name, but they changed the merchandise mix to women 25-44. So they got two problems. One, every time they advertised it, that woman 25-44 wouldn't be caught dead in one of their stores, discounted immediately because he wouldn't shop there unless they're going to the grandmother. And then the client base they did have was upset because the merchandise mix they were accustomed to was no longer there. So they had to do a total relaunch. And we're the ones that knew that. So when we crafted our plans to help them, we were able to really script it exactly correctly and win more of the business, bigger share of the business. Well, the competition only got the avail dates and the cost parameters.
It's interesting, you know, Neil Rackham says people buy because we understand them, not because we make them understand our station.
And the beauty was I didn't know what I was talking about. I just had three names to play. You know?
And but then they said this person's interested.
Yeah,
this person, exactly. This person is worth talking to. You know, I tell a story about in the old days, I would go borrow trade magazines and I like to call on you in the future, but I want to learn something about your business so you don't have to teach me. I learned. So I'd get a trade magazine. Of course, now all the trade magazines are online, but then I would return the trade magazine. That's another reason, you know, I borrowed this, I'll return it.
Sure.
Build a little trust. And then I said to the general manager of the Octopus Car Wash, I said, you know, I was reading Auto Laundry News this night, Jeff. His name was Jeff Jerkins. And I said, are you using cheater wax? And we were in the lobby and he grabbed my arm and he said, get in my office. Don't ever say that in the lobby. And I said, well, what's wrong? He said, well, cheater wax is what you put in the water anyway. You know, we sell the hot wax for $3, but you know, we put the cheater wax in because the wax makes the water bead up and it saves us money on the blower, you know, the money to run the blowers and the, you know, the dryers. And we save $20,000 a year on heating. So we put it in there anyway. I said, well, so are you telling me that when you sell hot wax for $3, he says it's another teaspoon or so extra. He said, costs us a nickel.
Oh, geez.
I said, so what percentage of cars or drivers buy the hot wax? He says, 25, 30. I said, what if we could get it to 40, 45? He said, that'd be pure profit. And now we're talking his business, his world. Well, let's do a promotion here. Oh, yeah, let's do that. And so if you have something to lead with instead of anything coming down, or your account's just been assigned to me, you know, all the level, I call the level one, you know, just, I was just checking in. Here's something I just wondered about, and have that jargon, the client's language, it's magical. Their competition. Yeah. How can people get a sample of Sleet sales scripts?
Well, one easy way is go to the website. You can type in sleetsales.com or sleetsalescript.com. Either one works. And there's a link in there that allows you to request stuff that I'm providing my clients. I'll be happy to give you current information. Or you can email me through that. We can set up a point to sit and chat and talk about it.
Yeah, it's a terrific value, and it's something that immediately sets salespeople apart and makes you memorable, because you may not sell something today, but they're gonna, when you call again, hey, I remember that guy. I remember
exactly
that gal. So she's with it. I want to work with her.
It doesn't take a ton either, Chris. I mean, you don't have to know everything. You just got to know enough. And it's playing a few cards like I did. I played three names and I won. We ended up winning the business. That's the key of it.
Well, let's call it a knowledge bite video. I don't know. We're going to, I want to put this on the site for sure and promote it. But it's always fun to talk sales with you and
vice versa.
I could share war stories with you all day, but I don't know if people would tolerate several more hours of this. But and I want to thank everybody here for watching. Jeff Sleet with an E, S-L-E-E-T-E. And remember, education without action is entertainment. To know and not to do is not to know. So take some kind of action based on this video.
Amen. Thanks, Jeff. That. Thanks, Chris.